We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Eric, thank you. Welcome back to Hour 3 of this Friday edition of Cook and Joe. Starkey on vacation. He'll be back with me Monday morning at 10. Earlier in the program, I talked to Jeff Hathorn at length about the upcoming college football season for Pitt. And it's hard to believe, Eric, that it's the season starts 2 weeks from tomorrow night. Do you believe it? It's almost upon us here. And I wanted to, you're our resident Penn State expert, being a Penn State man. And I know the question everybody's asking up there is what happens post Trace McSorley? I see he had a touchdown pass last night, right?
Yep.
In the NFL, and obviously the kid's been a winner his entire career. What happens post a McSorley? How's the quarterback situation going to be for Penn State?
Well, there's always angst when you lose a three-year starter, especially one as good as McSorley was. I think the fact that Tommy Stevens is no longer on the roster has caused more concern than what most people would have thought back in the spring game in April when Stevens was still on the roster. I mean, he was pretty much the anointed successor, and then when he wasn't guaranteed that he would start, he transferred, ended up back with Joe Moorhead down at Mississippi State. So Sean Clifford takes over, came in as a very highly recruited quarterback, a four-star quarterback out of Cincinnati, and he's performed well in very limited exposure, but he's what they have right now. Will Levis is his backup. Now, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here because Franklin hasn't come out and given the job actually to Clifford, but I
all
think,
indications are right, he's going to be the guy, right?
Which it's still a little perplexing that he hasn't done that, but everyone expects Sean Clifford will be under center in the first game.
What I mean, offensively, is the offensive line going to be any good this year? How about the receiver? They also lost the running back, right, Miles Sanders?
Yeah, they're loaded at running back, inexperienced but loaded there. They've got three dynamic runners in Slade, and then the two freshmen, Noah Kane and the kid out of Virginia, whose name eludes me right now, Devin Ford. And then with K.J. Hamler at receiver, you know, that was the position last year that they really struggled. They dropped so many balls. They've changed receivers coach. Hamler's in, you know,
he's a big-time player.
He's a dynamic player. He can make things happen. That touchdown he scored against Ohio State last year was just incredible. Tight end Freiermuth is—he's going to be all Big Ten, maybe all American. The line itself—they've got to replace a couple of guys. There could be a little bit of growing pains. Left tackle's a position where they're very inexperienced, but they've got a good young prospect there. So it remains to be seen. They're going to be a work in progress till they get probably in two, three games into the Big Ten schedule, I would imagine.
Now the defense looks like it's going to be loaded, right?
Yeah, it's going to be the strength of this team. Gross Matos is an All-American. Micah Parsons.
How good is that kid? He's a big-time player, isn't he?
When you get compared
linebacker
to LeVar,
are you?
When you get compared to LeVar and you've only played one season and you weren't even really a starter last season, but he was a big-time recruit out of Harrisburg. He's a tremendous athlete. They're loaded on defense. They really are. They're going to be extremely good on defense. The only thing is the way college football is played today, you know, I've seen a lot of really good defenses get shredded. Look at Michigan's defense against Ohio State last year at the end of the season. So the key is they've got to get a pass rush. If they get a consistent pass rush, I think they're going to be fine on defense.
They're picked 12th in the preseason AP poll. The over-under win total for them is 8.5. What are you thinking there?
I think they'll go over. I think this is a 9 or a 10 win team. But again, there's uncertainty when you don't have a quarterback who
has
experience.
That's the most important position by far.
And we can sit here and we can say we expect Clifford to be really good and all this, but you just don't know. You do not know. And Penn State's history with first-year quarterbacks, guys who have waited, hasn't been that good. There have been guys who have been named as the successor. They were groomed to be the successor. They came in and they didn't do that well, and the job ended up going to someone else. I'll be stunned if Clifford doesn't have a good season, but again, no guarantee.
McSorley was a special player, wasn't he?
Sure was. You know,
I mean, just a winner. I mean, better, more of a, you describe him, you don't say great passer, great runner. You don't say those necessarily, even though he could do both, but you say winner, and that's the best thing you can say. But he is the winningest quarterback in Penn State history, right?
Yep. He played with a chip on his shoulder. Most schools wanted to recruit him as a DB. He wanted to play quarterback. You know, he went to Vanderbilt, initially committed to Vanderbilt, never played there, never entered school there, but he followed Franklin from Vandy. And but he wasn't – nobody thought of him as a great quarterback coming out of high school. But he – I'll tell you what, if he was 3 inches taller, I think he
– Is he going to make it in the NFL?
He'll make it with the Ravens because they're running basically the offense with Lamar Jackson.
He throws a touchdown pass last night.
They'll run the same offense with both quarterbacks. I don't think he's going to play a whole heck of a lot. He's moved up to 2 on the depth chart because Robert Griffin III is injured.
Right.
So he's getting a lot of exposure, a lot of valuable playing time. But he's going to be the backup to Lamar Jackson, maybe the third quarterback if Griffin gets healthy.
Obviously, the game – now, we were talking with Hathorn about the Pitt game schedule. They open up a pretty tough game at home with Virginia. They don't get the patsy right away to try to build up a little confidence, get some good experience under their belt opening up with Virginia. Penn State's a little differently. They open up with Idaho. I'm having trouble saying that. Idaho and then Buffalo at home before they play Pitt. And then, obviously, down the road – the Michigan game is home on October 19th, and then at Ohio State on the 23rd.
And at Iowa, too. That's going to be a toughie.
That's going to be a tough one as well. Yeah. So, I mean, there are a couple potential pitfalls there, but 9 wins doesn't seem like to be outrageous, right?
They're going to face some hungry teams. You know, they play at Maryland in the first Big Ten game. That's a Friday night game. So, obviously, Maryland will have a decent atmosphere for that game. You know, you like to think they're going to get by that. I'm going to go out on the limb and say they're going to be 2-0 when they play Pitt because I think Idaho and Buffalo.
Yeah, they better be. It's a disappointing start if they're not.
Yeah, they should probably put 60 or 70 on the board against Idaho. So that'll be a glorified
scrimmage.
They
should beat Pitt, too. I mean,
well,
they're favored 51-6. What's the line in that?
14.5 it came out.
They should win that game at home. I mean – you know, we saw what Penn State did to them the last 2 years. Now, Pitt won the first one here back in 16 and then 33-14 at Penn State and 51-6 here last year. You think they should be 3-0 heading into that Maryland game.
But as you said, the schedule does get much more difficult. Purdue's an improved team, although they'll have them at home. They go to Minnesota, another improved team. So the Big Ten, outside of playing Rutgers and Illinois, you don't usually get too many cakewalks.
Let me ask you one last thing here, Eric. You and I are, you're not that much younger than me, but you're a little bit younger than me. I don't know that I'm going to see a Pitt-Penn State game again in my lifetime after this one. Do you think that somewhere down the road there will be another Pitt-Penn State game?
Only if there is a restructuring of conferences.
Now, you don't just see it if they stay Big Ten and ACC, don't see it happening.
I do not see it happen.
So in our lifetime, or maybe anybody's lifetime. Mm-hmm. So we're going to better enjoy it.
Never say never.
I hear you. Better enjoy it this year on September 14th, right?
Yep.
I'm going to ride up with you that day. I think I'm going to be in your car going up to that
game. So you've invited yourself.
I have invited myself.
My goodness.
That's the only way I'd ever get invited is if I invite myself, right?
We'll discuss this off air.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to your update at 12:20. All right, we've talked Pitt. We've talked Penn State, the over-under. I'm going to open the board and give you an opportunity. You may not want to participate, but that's okay. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Pitt, over under 6 games. What do you think? And if they don't get over 6, what does that say about Narduzzi, who's starting his 5th season? He better start to win some of these games, in my opinion. Won a Coastal Division title last year in the ACC. That is terrific. But lost the final 3 games and finished 7-7. And was beaten at home 51-6 by Penn State. That is not terrific. So year 5, expectations, over-under, 6 games for Pitt. What say thee? 412-928-9370. Penn State, 8.5 is the over-under for them. They start the season 12th in the Associated Press poll. But the big question there is, what do they do at quarterback? Trace McSorley, the winningest quarter, won more games than any starting quarterback in Penn State history. They got to replace him. The Clifford kid, maybe he'll be good. They're going to lean on their defense early. Those games against Michigan and Ohio State jump out at me. At Iowa later in the year, as Hagman just pointed out. Over under 8.5, what say thee? 412-928-9370. Are you excited about the Pitt season? Are you excited about the Penn State season? It's always fun at this point of the year. Everybody thinks they're going to be good. That Pitt game, that Virginia game, the opener, is so important for Pitt. They win that game. Man, it sets them off to a really have a chance to have a good start. They lose that and then have to play Penn State in the third game. Could end up being a one in Ohio in the second game, and then Penn State in the third could be a 1-2 start. Who knows? 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Bobby is up. What do you got, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah, no problem. So I was just calling in over that over-under on the Pitt game. I think they'll end up over 6, but I think the game to watch, aside from that Pitt-Penn State game, which will be amazing, is Ohio University is going to be playing them at Pitt. And I think that's going to be really interesting because OU's really come together as a team lately. And, yeah, it's really going to be something to see.
Well, I think are they the favorite in the MAC this year? Certainly one of them, right? I mean,
yeah.
If Pitt would happen to lose Virginia and then lose that one and have to go to Penn State, that would be a nightmarish start for Narduzzi. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to find a way to maybe beat both of those teams, Virginia and Ohio. I just don't like them much at Penn State. Eric said it's a 14.5-point line. That would strike me as being about right, even though Penn State beat them by 45. That game just got away from Pitt in the second half. They weren't that bad, that much worse than Penn State, not 45 points worse, but I don't know that they can make up the difference in the game this year. 412-928-9370. Want to hear from you. Going to talk to Ed Bouchette about the Steelers in the next hour. That coming up at 1 o'clock, but I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little college football. We're going to be getting into it a lot more in the next couple weeks, Starkey and I, but we haven't done much lately with everything going on with the Pirates and the Steelers. But I wanted to give you your chance. Over under Pitt, 6 games. What do you think? How much pressure on Narduzzi? Penn State, over under, 8.5. Can they get over 8.5 without a real proven quarterback? 412-928-9370. You'll be next up when Cook and Joe rolls on right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.